live and direct from Studio D Chevalier in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's not live, but it is direct. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com, and you are listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour this week, brought to you by Value Ho. Remember, if you needs to get it on, you needs a Value Ho. With me, as always, not across the broadcast desk, but at his palatial estate on the northeast side of town, is Colin Burton of fizzlandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
And with me in studio, a rarity to have her in studio with us talking about anything, it's my wife Heather.
Hi.
One of the reasons that I've got Heather here in studio, and I talked a little bit last week about this particular subject with guest host everybody's favorite Bison Andy Kelly about the football pick'em pool that you and I are in. Not you, Colin. You're not in that, are you?
No.
But Heather.
No.
But the other Heather.
Your sister Heather is.
Yeah, my sister Heather is, and my wife Heather is in the pick'ems, and I have not seen anyone more obsessed with the pick'ems than you.
True. I've been obsessed, I'll admit it. But you only let me on the show this week because I'm sucking now. I've been leading the pack for 3 weeks and not a mention of my name, but now...
I got four points this week.
Why don't you come on the pod and we can talk?
If anybody listened to the podcast last week, they would know that I praised you for being on top.
Yeah, and then you said you were going to take me down. And so now that you're in second place and I'm now fourth because I sucked ass this
week. The reason that I have you on is because we have for this...
You're a dirty fucker?
Yeah, because we have a little explicit tag through iTunes, and I don't feel we've been cursing enough on the show in recent weeks, and I'm thinking that, you know, what if iTunes reviews the show and takes our explicit tag away because we're not cursing? So I figured if I had you in the room, the curse quotient would go way up. Because if you could replay some of the events of yesterday, like, what the fuck? I thought I picked Chicago. What the fuck? All of this horror and shock and anger was...
Well, yeah, because I was cheering on teams I assumed I had picked, and then I went upstairs and I was like...
Which is the absolute worst thing in the world,
what
to be excited about the outcome of a football game.
And then realize you didn't
pick a
team.
And then realize you were cheering on the wrong team.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Is you actually feel personally like you had an effect on the outcome. Like, God damn it. I wasted all of that energy.
All that energy on the wrong damn team.
Making those teams win, and I didn't pick them. Those fuckers.
Yeah. It was not a good week, okay?
Too bad you didn't plan ahead and record her in action.
I think, you know, next time I'm going to try to. I've got those two voice recorders that I could probably...
Super secret.
Yeah, double super secret in while we're watching the games. I will say this, though. It has really made you way more interested in football.
Blah, blah, blah. Unless you're rooting against me, and then it just makes me
Well,
angry.
No, and then, you know, if anything good happens, I can't say a word. Because
it's just like when it's just like when the Avs play the Blues, you know? There is no love lost between us when they're playing. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, well,
that's why we have four TVs, because, you know, you can watch it somewhere else.
I think we have three TVs.
Three TVs.
But we do have, yeah. We
have a little TV, if you count the little one.
Well, that's not even here at home. That's at work. I took that to work because we were having some... Well, I personally wasn't having any trouble, but the boss lady was having some trouble with things disappearing from her office, and so I set up a little surveillance camera. And nothing really happened while I had the camera set up, and then I took the camera down, and things started to disappear. So isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's funny.
Inside job.
That's right. Actually, well, it was. It was the... If you see by the cash knocko, it was his kids taking stuff.
Oh, that's not good.
So you know it was his kids taking
who
stuff.
Else would it have, who else would it have been?
Yeah, but how would they have known about the camera?
Maybe it
guess
was
who
Colin.
Found, guess who found the camera?
But like what? He would warn his kids? Yeah, there's no way that he would...
Well, of course he would. Of course he would warn his kids. You would warn your kids.
No, I would tell them not to steal in the first place. I think that's kind of...
Sure.
I would.
Right. I know how you operate, Mr.
Do you? You know how I roll.
That's right. That's how you roll. You had your kids just so they could go steal stuff from the market.
And they're just about big enough.
Yeah. Boy, we need more toilet paper. Why don't you run down to the market? Pick us up some.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, we're going to do something that we haven't done yet on the big awesome cast here. And the reason is, obviously, is because in the past we've recorded these things so far in advance that we haven't had an opportunity to be both current and topical. But we're going to talk about some things that are actually in the news. Isn't that shocking?
It is.
First up, a Republican congressman from Florida was busted as hard as you can be busted for sending lurid text messages to a 16-year-old page. And this is more than just a simple sexual harassment case of employer harassing employee. This was a 16-year-old male. This was a male congressperson. And once word of this came out, He resigned immediately. He resigned his seat in Congress once this came to light.
You said this is a 16-year-old male congressman person?
No, no. You can't be a congressman at 16. You can't be a congressperson at 16.
I know that.
You can be a page.
You said congressperson.
You can be a page.
You said 16.
You can be a page at 16. I said this is not simply a shut up.
So what does a page? What does a page do?
Am I right?
Yeah, you said Congress. He said congressperson. I was just waiting.
Yeah, 16-year-old congressperson. I was like, what?
He can't do the pod late at night.
Apparently
well,
not.
What a page does is they're kind of like
just
interns.
Just like a secretary intern.
Well, they're like interns in the White House. They hire these young kids to do these just shit duties and apparently to get hit on.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And this guy particularly liked younger boys. Or, you know, not younger, but 16-year-old boys.
So,
specifically liked this 16-year-old boy. And the worst thing about all of this is the transcripts of these text messages between the two have been
did he not use his leet speak right
published. They have been published on the internets.
Well, of course they have.
You can
no, okay, now I need a little clarification here because of the confusion earlier. The congressman has resigned or the page is out?
The congressperson resigned his seat.
Resigned his seat.
Yes.
So he's not even arguing that maybe somebody else had his phone and was fucking around or something.
No. And when you read the these text messages, rife with misspellings and LOL, LOL, LOL.
Right.
Lol, lol, lol. You really understand that this is not something that was just spur of the moment. This is something that both of them understood was going on.
So was he okay with it, the page that was text messaging? Was he going back and forth with him?
Yes. He was very happy to tell him that he had a boner. He was very happy to discuss with him his masturbation techniques.
Oh, gross.
And he was also very happy to... it was just horrible.
So how did this story break? I mean, obviously before this cast, I didn't hear anything about it because I don't have internet at home and I... haven't been watching the news, but so how did the story get out?
You know, that's a good question.
Did he decide to sell it on like to the Inquirer or something?
Well, the first I heard about it was on AOL.
I had just seen a news report of it a couple days ago. Not sure exactly who broke it, how it broke, but there's also talk that senior GOP officials knew about this
and tried to cover it up.
We interrupt this podcast for breaking news. Former Florida Representative Mark Foley now admits two things, that he's, gay, and, oh, by the way, he was molested by clergy when he was younger. Seems like a convenient timing for confession. But, of course, it makes this next bit, which we recorded on Monday, seem even more valid. This has been an Action Cheese News Update. Now, back to your regularly scheduled podcast. Similar to what...
Oh, sure.
That's what's
There's
being
like
reported.
Four other officials that they said?
The FBI is currently looking into the whole situation. So similar to the archdiocese in any given city, you know, show us on the doll where they touched you, where they try to cover it up for in the Catholic Church, the GOP is doing the exact same thing for Mark Foley. But,
Hold on. Now, apart from employer-employee problems here, you said he's six... Oh, wait, never
what?
Mind. Nothing. I was in England mode.
Well, and the page is actually from the state of Louisiana.
So, yeah, he's a couple years underage.
Well, he's from
there,
the state of Louisiana. I don't know what the age of consent in Louisiana is. I mean, I can't imagine it's got to be much more over 14. You've never been down in Louisiana, down south. They don't care much. But Florida, ironically enough, even up until just a couple of years ago, had a law on the books until it was declared invalid that all homosexual relationships were illegal. And this is the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Of course, that's been since repealed. Just 10 years ago, the potential to be tried under that arcane law would have been in Mark Foley's future. But now it's just public ridicule and horror. But think about this. He resigned quickly. I mean, this was something that he, you know, just boom. I'm done. I'm out of here. Sorry. Okay, yeah, it happened. I'm gone.
Right.
Usually people don't give up that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Unless they've got a lot to lose or there's stuff that they just don't want to come out. And I'm thinking that this is not the first 16-year-old boy that he's had an inappropriate relationship with.
Right.
Well, I thought that that's what they had said in the news, that this wasn't the first one that it...
No, was he... is he married as well, or the congressman?
You'd have to assume.
Well, assume. I mean...
what do you want me to do, check facts?
Yeah,
he didn't do his
facts.
Research.
Hell, man.
Well, see, and unfortunately, I was operating under the silly premise that you would have internet access at your humble abode, and you could do us a favor by, you know, looking this stuff up as we're talking, but...
Yeah, one day too early, man.
Yeah, tomorrow is 0 hour for the Colin Burton household to have the access once again to the fruits of the internet.
Yeah, should be if they don't mess it up again, so...
Which I wouldn't be holding my breath.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, who's at fault in your quandary? Is it Quest or is it Earthlink?
Well, it seems like they may have straightened it out. So, I mean, they must have if they've got a connection date. But I think it was Earthlink.
You think?
Because Quest, yeah, well, Quest said they checked everything and I was a residential line, not a business line. So,
So you think what it was is Earthlink just wanted to shaft you out of as much money as they could sneak
out
of you?
No, because that doesn't make sense either. Well, I mean, they'd make more than $100 that they'd make off of me by doing this. So, over the months. I think they just, something went screwy in their database.
But it's all straightened out now.
Actually, Heather had suggested that some people were running a business out of this residence before we bought
Could have been. Well, now, actually, was that, the one you bought, was that not the one that was owned by the complex?
No.
No? Okay.
But there was somebody who was running a carpet business out of here. Some kind of carpet installation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, that could...
Because we still get his mail.
Well,
so,
that would then cause...
But they were saying it was the phone number that was coming back as business, not the residence.
Well,
so
but once you tied the phone number to the residence, though, they become one and the same, so...
Yeah.
I guess I could understand well, remotely how something like that could happen. Stranger things than that have happened to me.
Well, either way, hopefully it's all sorted out, and I'll resume having internet access tomorrow.
And so we should probably continue to give misinformed, half-assed news updates.
Oh, yay.
Another thing that's been in the news recently, ironically enough and sadly enough, is school shootings. And today in Pennsylvania, an Amish school was the target of an attack. And as it turns out, it was a random attack. It wasn't anything – this guy didn't have a grudge against the Amish per se. It wasn't that he was running through the school, shooting up a storm, screaming, I don't understand that why they don't wear buttons. It was that he's 32 years old, and 20 years prior – this is what I gathered from reading the reports. He had a grudge specifically against schoolgirls. Mm-hmm. So he didn't care whom he killed at 32 for transgressions at 12. He was just going to pick a school and start shooting. And I'm assuming that he picked the Amish because they can't call on the telephone for help.
Well, they said it was a crime of convenience because he lived within like a 2-mile radius of where the school was and he knew it wasn't secure.
Okay.
He pulled up to the school with the guns and the boards, unloaded them at the back of the schoolhouse and
600 rounds of ammunition, I was told.
Yeah, they said it was a crime of convenience.
That he's been planning since he was 12.
Yeah,
that's
disturbing.
So for the last 20 years, in the back of his mind while he's being a productive member of society, getting married, having two children, delivering life-giving milk, he's been planning to just indiscriminately kill young girls for something that happened. We don't know. Of course, he can't answer for his crime because, as most cowards who go on shooting rampage, he shot himself and is now dead. We interrupt this podcast once again for another Action Cheese News update. Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. The gunman, Charles Carl Roberts, was tortured by his past and unfortunately was simply insane. And now, back to the podcast.
I guess the notes that he left for his family were all rambling and stuff, so probably won't get too many answers from that.
Well,
said he did call his wife.
No, he did.
They said he called his wife while he was holding the girls hostage.
I heard this as well. Where he said that she needed to get him a car, right?
Yeah,
It didn't go into any details of what he said. It just said that when he was holding them hostage, he did call from inside the schoolhouse.
I'm wondering if I'm sure an autopsy will be done. I'm wondering if he was hot.
You gotta kind of wonder what's gonna trigger a 20-year-old grudge to make him actually go through with it. You know, after all that time.
Well, yeah, and
you know,
these
think
kids
that,
he had,
yeah.
they it wasn't like these were the kids he went to school with.
No, certainly
these are innocent little girls that were just
people.
Going to school.
Yeah, and I also read that he had let the boys out.
Yeah, because specifically his grudge, his anger
girls,
was directed towards females.
And I kind of have to kind of have to wonder. I wonder how many brothers had to leave their sisters, you know, that type of thing.
Well, in an Amish community, I'm sure that happened because that's a very tight-knit community. Not just a hodgepodge of people from all over. These are people who live a very centric life. They don't do much, if any, socializing with outsiders. They don't outbreed as far as that goes. So, yeah, I'm sure that happened.
But he did let some women go. He let
Not young girls.
No, and a lady with her children, but it wasn't any of the young schoolgirls.
Right, which is whom he was targeting to begin with. But on a lighter note, I think we're done talking about that. I mean, we don't really have any real information, so why continue? We're just speculating. On a lighter note, today I went for a walk this afternoon.
Right.
As is my wont at work, I generally take my lunch hour and go for a walk. And usually I go west towards the mountains. And today I went east towards Walmart because I was going to go down to Walmart for the first half of my walk down the hill and then back up to look for something specific, which they didn't have. So it was kind of a wasted trip, but I went anyway. But the route to Walmart, as you're well aware, Colin, takes me by the mental health facility, which you have so lovingly nicknamed We Toss the Small Ones. And if you guys don't know what We Toss the Small Ones are about, Colin, why don't you give us a quick synopsis?
Just their logo looks like an adult spinning a small person and tossing them off into the air.
We Toss the Small Ones. Pikes Peak Mental Health, We Toss the Small Ones. So as I'm walking, every time I walk by the mental health facility, I can't help but...
They want you to come in.
No, it's not specifically that, but I can't help but think to myself that everybody that drives by suddenly assumes I'm one of them.
Right.
Probably.
Suddenly, I go from being, you know, a productive, successful member of society to somebody who is getting out of or going to outpatient mental health treatment, which is probably something I could benefit from.
Well, yeah, you're, a guy with balding hair, wine shirt, khaki pants. Yeah,
I have a hat on.
You could look mentally.
Mentally ill?
Mentally Ill.
Challenged?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So when you're on your way down the hill, do you decide to shuffle and really play it up, or do you just kind of hope people don't think you're crazy?
Sometimes. Well, we have a new person working at the agency with us, as you may be aware. Huh. Somebody who works upstairs. And I'll get to what I was going to do to her later. I want to tell this story first.
Oh, Lord.
I often, expect almost people to shout things from their car or to make fun of me as I'm walking down, just assuming that I'm not all there.
And because that's what you do to the people.
No, I don't. I mean, we talk about them, certainly. We talk about the guy, the wheels on the bus guy, and we talk about the lady that stands in the middle of the road and screams at cars.
Yeah.
And just the dangers that they pose because they're so not self-aware. But I often try to come up with, really good comebacks if, suddenly I am mistaken for someone who is slow. And the only thing I could come up with is if somebody says, hey, are you one of the retards? I say, well, if I were, would it really be wise to make fun of me? And then you don't really know whether to be mad at they thought you were a retard or that they're the kind of people that would make fun of retards.
Yeah, I think you should just say, doiki, 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 continue on down the hill.
No. But on my way back...
You're not going to make them think when they're on their way past you at 30 miles an hour shouting.
No.
At you, I don't think.
Well, and I'm thinking more of people, like riding by slowly or stopped at the light at the bottom. I'm not thinking of people that are doing, drive-by, hey, retards. Get the Doppler effect.
You wouldn't hear
just,
much.
Then it just sounds like, But you just answer back in kind. But on my way back into the agency after the walk, because I did go back up the hill, and it's pretty steep. And then I went back towards the mountains and took about half of my walk that I would normally do. So I was pretty tired, so I was shuffling on the way back in. And this new person pulls in, and I see her pull in, and she won't know who I am.
Did she run from you?
No, she won't know who I am. So what I was going to do, and she kind of blew this by staying in her car too long. But
you were going to stalk her in the parking lot?
Well, no, what I was going to do is I was just going to shuffle up to the door and just kind of stare in. And then as she came up to the door, I was going to look at her and say, is this the mental health facility? And she'd say, no, it's down the hill. But I'd still hang out and try and get in while she, she'd put in her code and I would try to get in the door.
And it would have served you right if she would have maced your ass, too.
But I didn't get to do it because she stayed in her car, probably thinking that I was one of the people who live in Meth Lab Row right behind the agency.
Right. Probably, yeah. She was waiting for you to go away so she could get out of her car.
Maybe she thought you were going to ask her for money.
I could have done that too. Hey, you got a quarter? Hey, you got a quarter?
You get that quite often at that Walmart down the street from where you work. You get a lot of people asking
you for... I told
you
what I did, unfortunately, because I was in such a hurry the last time somebody asked me for money.
You told them no, right?
No, I didn't tell them no, because I had run in to buy a stamp from the machine, because I had to mail a bill and I was out of stamps. So I bought a stamp from the machine. I got something. I was running late anyway. And I came out the door and the guy's like, hey, man, you got it. I said, hold on for a friggin' second, all right? And then I went and mailed the letter, got my truck, and drove off.
Oh, nice.
He was thinking, okay, he's going to come back. You must get that kind of candor
from your mom.
I can't be bothered with these people. I can't. Yes, I have a quarter, but not for you.
Yeah.
So, I can't be bothered with these people.
Oh, man.
You said prior to us getting started on this that you had a story to share, Colin.
Oh, sure. Hold on a second.
From your childhood.
Oh, sure. Hold on a second. He's
hacking up a hairball.
Okay, I'm ready, guys.
Okay, this would be about when I was six or seven.
Six or seven. Okay? A wee lad.
We had just moved into Village 7. There, I had found a flyer in this field that was not yet turned into houses.
The flyer wasn't turned
into? And it said something like...
A flyer.
No, the field. The flyer. I found a flyer.
And it wasn't yet turned into a house?
In a field that wasn't yet turned into housing.
Was it like in a cocoon or something? I don't get it. You're making fun. You're giving me shit for earlier.
Yeah. Speak slowly,
Colin. Oh, yeah.
Colin.
Just so we don't lose our explicit tag. Fuck!
Yeah, fuck you.
Go ahead.
No. okay, anyway.
Hey, you dirty whore.
I read on this something like a $100 reward for litter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And being a kid, I didn't really process it properly, and I convinced a bunch of other kids to help me clean this field and get us $100. So this was during summer vacation, and we must have spent like 3 days gathering garbage out of this field, cleaning it, making it look real good.
Certainly $100 worth of work.
Oh, yes, well over that. And an adult finally said, hey, let me look at that. And it turned out to be a $100 reward for information.
Leading to the prosecution?
I'm sorry, no, $100 fine for littering.
Oh, that's horrible. It's all the other kids.
It was. Yeah, the other kids were pissed.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't happy with that.
You should have taken the litter to the place.
I made them do good.
You should have taken the litter to the place that had the $100 fine and said, here, give me the $100 because we picked it all up.
Yeah, somehow I don't think they'd have responded to that well. Plus, I mean, I was a kid. I couldn't really take anything anywhere.
Well, obviously, so. Your comprehension suffered, for one thing, at six or seven.
Yeah, so it made a lot of kids angry back then.
I can piggyback off of that story. When we were kids, we'd do anything to get, you know, a buck or two.
Because you was poor.
I was poor. I was white trash. I still am. But anyway, we'd, you know, mow lawns and we'd shovel driveways and...
You know, much like the homeless in New York City come up and just wash your window and expect a tip, they would just go and mow lawns and then knock on people's doors and say, okay, we mowed your lawn, give me $5.
We'd ask first. Okay, we shoveled this old lady's driveway, her back driveway, her front driveway, and her walk, and she gave us all a quarter. There was three of us, and it was like 3 feet of snow.
And
she's like,
this?
This is like 1985.
Them's
goes,
$85.
Here's a quarter. Yeah, but... We would go around picking up bottles and cans out of the field to go recycle them at King Soopers. And so we went into all these random fields one day, and we must have had like 7 bags worth of recycling. And we took them to King Soopers, and they refused to take it because they had beer bottles in them, and they would not recycle alcohol bottles.
Alcoholic containers.
So here we had spent like 2 weekends... picking trash out of a field, and we didn't even get any money.
The utility bill.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't just for spending cash. This was so that they could keep the heat on.
Yeah. So that sucked.
Oh,
so
man.
To piggyback off of that. And
that's pretty harsh, too.
I know the dejection.
And then when it really sucked when the heat got
Yeah, that reminds me. When I was a teenager, I got in a fight with my mom and the guy she married. I refused to call him a stepdad.
Kevin?
No, not Kevin. This is long before Kevin. This is when Alicia, shortly before Alicia was born. So, and she's like 23 now, I think. Oh,
so this was 23 years ago.
Yeah. So, shut up. Anyway.
Hey, say shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got angry with them, and they were going to cut off my allowance. I said, fine, cut off my allowance, see if I care. So I would go out and collect cans around the fields, try to make money that way. I stayed stubborn for about 3 months.
So you could what, buy your 20-sided dies and your D&D stuff?
This was before that.
So they only had 10-sided die?
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to keep the heat on. I mean, that's entirely different there.
Yeah. You want to talk about seeing poor, dejected faces.
Make fun all you want. You don't know how it feels till you live through it, buddy.
That's right. Well, hopefully I won't have to scrounge for cans in the field.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Hopefully. I mean, we're doing our best so far. We're keeping our head
maybe
above
this podcast
water.
Will take off. And...
Yeah, and we won't have to live paycheck to paycheck anymore, wondering where our next meal is going to come from.
Exactly.
Easy cheese in a can.
Yeah, that's another thing. She enjoyed aerosol cheese as a child.
Yeah, I did too.
See? Who doesn't like aerosol cheese?
Me. You didn't like spray cheese, Derek?
He turned his nose down at me when I said,
no,
I want some easy
cheese. Turn my nose up. I would
okay,
turn my nose up.
Whatever. Bite me.
I would have looked down my nose at
yes,
you.
Yes, you looked
and
down.
And turned my nose up at you when you said,
you know, shut up, little fucker.
Let's purchase some aerosol cheese and spray it on crackers.
And he looked at me like I was a freak. And then I got his parents to eat it. And he said, oh, you're so white trash.
Oh, God. No, that's great.
They sell it at the store. It's not white trash.
Well, they sell a lot of things at the store. That doesn't mean I buy them.
You can buy it at
Walmart. I mean, you know, they have...
But you liked it. You won't admit it, but you liked the easy cheese.
I mean, it wasn't the worst thing
you
I've
ate
eaten
it.
Ever.
You ate half the can, so don't even sit there and say that,
did
oh,
suck it out of
it's
the nozzle,
crap.
Or did he actually put it on crackers?
Oh, she sucks it out of
I actually got his dad to suck it out of the nozzle.
Yeah.
That sounds slightly
dirty. You have
dirty.
To. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you got to get the last bit.
You got to get every drop, man. You paid for it.
You paid for it. That's right.
Yeah, stuff's expensive. See, that's too expensive for white
Well,
trash.
I mean, it wasn't like
It was like a treat.
We're not talking like the brand name aerosol cheese. We're talking about the black and white can of aerosol cheese product or cheese food,
no,
which, of course.
Every once in a while, we'd get the brand name easy cheese.
Like you guys would rip through your milk like at a gallon a day.
Yeah, we'd get in trouble for that quite often. Because we wouldn't have milk very often. So Mom would buy like 2 gallons of milk and we'd drink a gallon and a half in a day and she'd bitch us out and scream.
And then she'd
us.
Drink the rest of it.
Yeah. And then we wouldn't get milk for like 2 months.
No wonder you grew up so strong.
I grew up on Tostino's pizzas and government plastic cheese.
I mean, Totino's pizzas are good, though. Like, they're Canadian bacon pizzas.
I'll bet.
They're good.
Yeah, but you got to have it every day of your life.
Of course, I mean, when I was in school, though, when I was going to school up in Denver, and I had literally no money. And, I mean, you talk about people say a lot of times, I had no money. But I had no money. I had $3 once that was supposed to last me like a week and a half. And I remember then, I was, you know, it was the kind of time where you're living on ramen and the 4 for $1 store brand pizzas or whatever the hell's on sale, 3 liters of soda for $1, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember that 1 week where I literally had no money because I had no job. I went into 7-Eleven near where I lived in the ghetto, literally in the ghetto. And I wanted to buy a Big Bite hot dog. I figured I'm going to get a Big Bite. And the lady's like, you don't want that. It's been on the thing all day. I'm like, I just want it. You know, I'm just going to eat it. Okay. Well, you just have it for free. It's like, score.
Sweet,
I don't care how
food.
Long it's been sitting out. I'll eat it.
I don't care if you dropped it on the floor and then put it on the rollers.
That was the same 7-Eleven that I threw up in. So totally unrelated.
That's payback?
Totally unrelated events.
Payback.
Totally unrelated events. I had gone in there because I was sick and I was going to buy some juice. And I started to feel real sick while the lady was checking me out. And I said, you know, I was as polite as I could be. I said, could you hurry it up, please? I think I'm going to be sick. And she got this look on her face like, stupid honky. And she started to go slower. And so
and
I was
you
like, you asked for it. Blorp all over the floor.
Oh,
that got me out of there real quick. Here's your change. Get the fuck out of here. When I tell you to speed it up, ho, you'd best speed it up. Talk about instant retribution.
Oh,
this
man.
Is wrong.
I wish I could puke on command. You know.
Now here's a question for you.
Teach people a lesson.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was gonna say you've probably never even had government cheese, have you?
Sure, I have.
Have you?
We used to get it just for fun.
Oh, get it just for fun. Yeah.
But you can't buy like the government. You can't really.
Oh no, it has to be given to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd get it from the less fortunate.
What, you mean
would
you
like steal it from people who got government
cheese?
There were people
cheese?
That just didn't, we'd trade, you know. There were people that didn't like it. You know, there were people that would get it that just didn't appreciate it.
And so, when you have it every day of your life, it sucks. Okay,
and so we'd,
it's nothing
we'd trade,
to appreciate.
You know, we'd trade like one little pack of Kraft singles for one big block of government cheese. And
now, who's this we? Who, you and your friends? Or
The royal we.
No,
the royal
we.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Yeah, right. Okay. I believe you.
He hasn't had the luxury of government cheese.
Yeah. I'm sure I've tasted it. I mean, we had some crazy stuff sometimes that people would give us. And I know that somebody gave us government cheese one time. We'll have to ask my dad because we're going to be doing the Halloween awesome casts soon, and he'll be on those. So remind me to ask him if we ever did have government cheese, and if we didn't, what the hell it was that we did have.
Why don't you write it down, and then you'll remember.
Or listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Write it down.
You put like a little sticky
cheese.
Note.
I'll put a little stringer on my arm, and every time I look at it, I'll think, I got to ask about the cheese.
No, though, I thought that I had a bad growing up with government cheese, but we had a student last year that would bring white bread for lunch and ketchup, and he would spread ketchup on his white bread, and he would eat a ketchup sandwich every day. It was the foulest smelling thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, when I was in school, there was this kid named Edwin, and he ate nothing but bologna sandwiches. Man, he stunk. And he would always sit by me at lunch. And it's like, oh, God. Okay, hold your nose. Hold your nose. He's opening up his stupid lunchbox. You know, he had like, we all had the metal lunchboxes back then. You know, I had like Dukes of Hazzard, and this guy had like, I don't know, like Electric Company. And it's just reeked of fucking bologna.
It's because bologna was cheap. Yet another white man, poor man's meal.
I learned to hate bologna because the smell reminded me of Dirty Edwin. Maybe his name was Edward. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Bologna Boy was what he was officially called. Bologna Boy. Mo, yeah. Wait, in fact, maybe he's one of the writers on Zim.
Maybe
I don't know.
I'm
delicious.
Long before Zim, huh?
I taste like bologna.
My spine. See, these awkward pauses are brought to you by Value Ho.
Yes.
When you need to get it on, Colorado Rides Value Ho. You can deal direct with any of our sales pimps and pick the hoe that's right for you. Hit us up at Value Ho at room 5 at the 4U Motel on South Nevada Avenue. All hoes plus tax.
I have to admit that Colin's a little bit more entertaining than the Colin bot.
Yeah, the Colin bot kind of got old. And you're staring right at the Colin bot. He's right behind me.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
And yeah.
It's clown wigs and it's body made of gallon milk jugs.
Yeah, I'd have to say Colin is much more attractive than the Colin
bot.
Well,
thank you.
Oh, that's like damning with faint praise. I mean, that's like the coldest day in July in Death Valley.
You have to take something nice and turn it into just like an asshole comment.
That's what he does.
It's because he's a little fucker.
That's a talent.
Oh, well, yeah. He has a way with words.
Well, speaking of ways with words, I'm going to use my way with words to say goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. One half of 1 hour has elapsed. We've been talking, of course, with Colin Burton of FizzleAndPop.com.
Good night, everyone. It's night here.
Say that with a little bit more gumption.
Gumption? Good night, everybody.
Yeah, just there you go. And across the broadcast desk, a very special guest, one that who knows if we'll ever see again. It's my wife, Heather.
Good night from the pod, as your mom would say.
Thanks for joining us, kids. We'll be back again next Wednesday.